It's time to talk Indians with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. It is our Tribe Talk and tickets. We'll have some tickets to an upcoming game against the Reds. We'll do that following our little talk. Bob, it's brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. I'm looking on Monday, we come in and Craig and I get a bundle of the weekend papers. It's like we've been on vacation from the Chronicle-Telegram at our doorstep here. So Saturday's headline, Bieber making believers. Sunday's headline, a Bauerful outing. And today's headline, formidable display. Our tribe, just like the weather, starting to heat up, Bob.
Absolutely, yeah. We've won 10 of 14. Obviously, we've won 7 in a row. Takes us to 10 games over 500. 8 games up on the Detroit and Minnesota in the division. Taking care of business on this homestand. Really a terrific win streak. 7 games in a row as we're off on a 10-day, 9-game road trip now to Seattle or to St. Louis, Oakland, and Kansas City.
What does the starting pitcher from the opposing team do when they look at the first inning and they think Lindor, Brantley, Ramirez, Encarnacion? Can we just start with the second inning, maybe?
Well, the top four in the lineup, absolutely one of the best top fours in a lineup. Of anybody in baseball. Mr. Ramirez is tied for first in home runs. He's in the top 10 in RBIs with 52. Frankie Lindor has 31 multi-hit games already, most on the ball club. Encarnacion is absolutely heating up. So, yeah, that and Michael Brantley just continues to be one of the most consistent performers that we've seen in a long, long time when he's healthy. So, yeah, the big four at the top of the lineup certainly doing their job. You know, in this 7-game win streak, everybody will look to the offense and say, you know, that's the reason we're winning. It's something like 54 runs or some, averaging 7 or near 7 runs a game. But our pitching is really the reason we're in this winning stretch, specifically this 7-game win streak. We've had 2 shutouts, 2 games we've only allowed 1 run, 2 games we've only allowed 2 runs, and the other game we allowed 3 runs. So just been phenomenal pitching.
And all of this is happening without Andrew Miller in the pen in case we need him. So that's saying a lot, I would think.
Absolutely. No, and it speaks to the strength of our starting pitching and the depth of that starting pitching with Shane Bieber coming on board and doing his thing. Adam Plutko, who won yesterday for his 4th win, just shows the real depth that we have at starting pitching, which is absolutely the strength of this baseball team.
What do you think some of the other starting pitchers are talking to Bieber about, maybe in the respect of, hey, you know, the longer you're out here pitching, the more they're getting tape on you, the more upcoming teams will have a better chance of what to do? Or are they giving them sort of an insight of how to maybe deal with what might happen in the future with that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, a game of adjustments, that's what baseball is all about. You know, a hitter comes up and is hot as can be, and then all of a sudden they really dive into the video to see where there might be a hole in a guy's swing. Same with the patterns of pitchers. For example, Corey Kluber was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a number of years. That first pitch strike that he would always be able to just get ahead of a hitter, and then hitters realized around the league that, boy, you don't want to get to 2 strikes with Corey Kluber because he'll put you away and you'll be walking back to the dugout. So I better, since he does throw first pitch strikes, I better attack Corey Kluber early in the count And so Corey's had to change up the way he's gone about it. And certainly Shane Bieber watches when Mr. Kluber's on the mound and Carrasco and Bauer. He and Plutko have just been sponges with our starting four, just learning how to, you know, get through and navigate being a big league pitcher.
Bob, do you have an update on Carlos Carrasco and his elbow?
Nothing new. Just need that thing to rest. We're very fortunate that there wasn't a much more deeper bruise or any elbow fracture or anything, because it hit right in a tough spot. But just making sure we put him on the 10-day DL and just making sure that he heals well. And he should, that won't be a problem.
Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Indians this morning is our Dale's Mark and Deli segment, Tribe Talk and Tickets. Bob, I heard the name Bob Wickman yesterday in the broadcast. Tom Hamilton was bringing that up, relations to Cody Allen, I guess, is a one career save away from matching Bob Wickman. That's a name from the past.
It sure is. He's the franchise leader in saves, and Mr. Cody Allen is one away and becoming the franchise leader, or he'll soon be the franchise leader and then have the whole rest of this season to add on to that total, as Cody's just been phenomenal for us for many, many years. He's upwards in the 90% ranking of save-to-save opportunities, which puts him with all the good ones in the game of baseball.
Where are we at the All-Star break now as far as getting our players on the field during that game? How can we do that, too?
Yeah, go to Indians.com. You can vote five times a day, up to 35 times total. Mr. Ramirez is leading at third base. We've got some other guys climbing the ladder to be voted in as a starter. There's thoughts that Bauer deserves placement. As does Mr. Kluber, as does Mr. Brantley, Lindor, and Ramirez. So some people thinking we should have five representatives when it's all said and done, so that'll be interesting. But go to Indians.com to not only vote for your favorite Indian to be in the All-Star game, but to check out the next homestand of the Cleveland Indians. It's going to be a fun one. The Yankees come in for four. Prior to that, right after the 4th of July holiday, Oakland comes in. So it's a nice homestand. So check that out as well.
Yep, and the Reds are in there too, in between there. We get the Reds. And, but we're on the road now, St. Louis tonight. It's a 8:15 first pitch. We'll have 7:37, the network joined tonight on AM 930. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday, and hopefully we'll be extending our lead in the Central by that time as well, much more than we are right now. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Have a good week. Go Tribe.
That's Bob DiBiase of the Indians joining us for our Tribe Talk and Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And we're speaking of the Reds coming to town on the 9th. We have a pair of tickets for that game against the Reds on July 9th. Caller number 4-322-0930, 322-0930. Caller number 4, getting the two tickets to the Reds-Indians game coming up on July 9th, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria.
This coming Saturday will be the most Dale-icious day of the week. That's when Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria is having another rib fest. Whole or half slabs of ribs, as well as chicken, all with Dale's special recipe barbecue sauce. Also available, dinners complete with salad and a roll. Even combo dinners with a half chicken and a half slab of ribs. Don't miss the Rib Fest this Saturday at Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria.